The brass panel Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan assembled to chart the Pentagon's cloud future, it looks finally ready to reveal what it's been working on for the past 5 months. The Cloud Executive Steering Group has scheduled an industry day for 2 weeks from now. But in the meantime, the Pentagon has released a list of 8 questions and answers about the acquisition. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more in this week's edition of the DoD Reporter's Notebook. And Jared, do you think this thing will have a shorter gestation period than, say, the tanker replacement?
We should hope so. It's a technology project, and it's relatively important to move forward with technology projects more quickly than you do with military hardware, as everyone knows. We don't have a firm timeline, though, on how this thing's going to unfold so far. We know that there's going to be a request for proposals coming out sometime this year. I don't think we know exactly what the award date will be. But just to step back for a minute, Tom, as we've talked about, this is a broader project than just the acquisition of a new cloud contract, which everybody is understandably focused on right now. And DoD, as you mentioned, put out a list of 8 frequently asked questions about all of the cloud executive steering group's efforts last week. Answered relatively few of those questions, I must say. So the questions that they opted to put out there and then not really answer were things like, okay, so who's the Cloud Executive Steering Group been meeting with so far in its attempt to get its arms around where DoD is right now with its cloud efforts and where it should be going? They don't really answer that question. They say we've met with, quote, numerous companies and non-governmental entities. Likewise, they say that, as far as determining the status of existing cloud efforts at DoD, of which there are many, which we can talk about in a minute, they just say, we're still analyzing the information to provide the best possible recommendations and solutions. It's too early to talk about any possible conclusions.
I guess the assumption around the industry is that it's going to be Amazon, Google, Microsoft, the big three or some combination thereof. But what I've heard from other agencies looking at this is that there is a whole bevy of lesser known companies that go between cloud providers and customers to customize service and make sure the whole thing works for that particular customer. So that could be part of their mix.
It could be part of the mix, but we may be lucky if we even get there. And that's one of the biggest industry concerns right now. It may not even be Amazon plus Microsoft plus Google. It may be one of those three. And the indications that the steering group, the limited communication that they've done on this so far, strongly suggests that might be the case, at least in the acquisition strategy they were thinking about in the early days. In the documents that they've put forward, including the RFI, the request for information, which is really the only thing we've seen from them up until last week's very brief news release, is that they intended to issue this as a sole source indefinite delivery. I'm sorry, not sole source. That's an important distinction. Single award, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract, meaning there's probably going to be only one vendor. That was another question they posed in their, again, self-selected list of questions and answers, but really didn't answer again. They say it's not going to be a sole source award, meaning it will be competitive. It will be a full and open competition where all the big vendors and small vendors will be allowed to put forward bids. But so far, it's sounding like they only intend to pick one winner out of this process. Anyway, we should hear some more about the acquisition strategy when we get to March 7th, which is when they've planned an industry day in Arlington, Virginia. They promised that they're going to talk a little bit more about the acquisition strategy, and we may hear at that point whether or not they're going to stick with this single award approach or not. As you know, industry has been strongly suggesting that they examine some type of multiple award contract so that the Pentagon has options within this particular award.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. It almost sounds as if they're awarding a weapons platform to Lockheed or General Dynamics instead of a cloud contract in which there's this highly super competitive market of many lookalike companies.
Yeah, and that's especially important given the duration of the proposed contract. And again, this is based on information that's a couple months old at this point, but they've been talking about a contract that may go up to 5 or 10 years. If you pick one vendor for that, who knows what the cloud marketplace is going to look like 5 or 10 years from now. So that's obviously a big concern. I will say there are a couple questions in here in this FAQ list that are a little bit substantive that probably do put to rest some of the concerns about locking DoD into just one single vendor for its cloud services. For instance, they do say that whatever they do is intended to be additive to whatever DoD is doing with its cloud efforts already pre-existing the efforts of the Cloud Executive Steering Group, and that they're not intending to tell any of the folks that are working on cloud contracts or that have cloud contracts in place that those have to go away or be replaced. And there's a lot going on in DoD cloud right now, and some of which I suppose you could speculate is being spurred on by the high-level interest that's evidenced by the existence of the Cloud Executive Steering Group and Deputy Secretary Patrick Shanahan's memo making this a priority. Some of those things, for instance, is MilCloud 2.0. We've all heard about MilCloud, the original version, for the last several years. That's, of course, the internal private cloud operated by the Defense Information Systems Agency, government-owned, government-operated. They let a contract for MilCloud 2.0, which is going to be completely commercially operated, although it will reside in DISA's data centers. It's going to cut the costs of that service by a projected 60 to 70% compared to MilCloud 1.0, which we think was one of the major barriers for defense components being willing to transition to that service. At the same time, we know that the Navy is working on a big enterprise cloud contract that's supposed to come out with an RFP later this year. And I think, crucially, there are increasingly a number of options coming out for DoD components to move their existing applications to classified environments in the commercial cloud world. So there's going to be a lot of progress on that front this year too. Amazon is expected to get expand an existing certification that it has to operate at what's called Impact Level 6, sure, the secret level. Microsoft is expected to follow close behind, and again with MilCloud 2.0, DISA expects a certification at the Impact Level 6 level for MilCloud 2.0 to be up and running by the end of this year. So there is a lot going on almost irrespective of what the Cloud Executive Steering Group does.
Yeah, so if that group comes up with its JEDI project and MilCloud 2 gets established, and then there's, say, a Navy and some other effort going on, and those are DoD-wide possibly, then you could really have a pretty robust market within DoD for cloud services. It just wouldn't be operated by a single agency.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think in most if not all of these cases, there would be certifications, if not contracts, that are broad enough to be used by basically everyone in the department. And I should say that's actually one of the points the executive steering group made in that FAQ last week, was that they intend to make this available for everyone. But there's going to be another component where there's going to be a little bit of direction, maybe more than a little bit of direction, from the Office of the Secretary of Defense level, where they're going to start shepherding some selected applications into whatever this new cloud acquisition happens to be. That's going to be phase two of the project, where they're going to work with a DoD component or multiple components to start moving their applications. And I think what we've seen so far from DoD is that's, you do have to be a little bit directive. That's what we've seen from the Army when they put out a memo a year ago saying, okay, here's the data centers that are going to close. Here's when they're going to close. You must have your applications out. Find a new place for them. The other big example here, of course, is U.S. Transportation Command, where the commander, General Darren McDew, said, anything that's not moved to the cloud but to the commercial cloud by this date is going to be killed by me. So that's one way to get things moving, but you do need vehicles for them to move to. And again, I think we're starting to see those develop.
Any timeline for this JEDI project?
We don't know yet. Again, the industry day is on March 7th. We expect a request for proposals shortly thereafter. But back to your original point where we started, it would be a bad idea, I think everyone understands, for this to drag on into a multi-year procurement process, given the relative simplicity involved in just drafting a contract. So we'll see. Hopefully by the end of the year, I think, is everyone's hope.
Maybe it will beat the tanker out. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu, thanks so much.
You got it.
Check out his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.